You did use the death penalty.
Only in extreme cases. Sedition, sabotage, attempted political secession. Zombies weren't the only enemies, at least not in the beginning.
The Fundies?
Well, we had our share of religious fundamentalists. What country didn't? Many of them believed that we were in some way interfering with God's will. I'm sorry, I've got to learn to be more sensitive, but for crying out loud, you really think the supreme creator of the infinite multiverse is going to have his plans unraveled by a few Arizona National Guardsmen?
He waves the thought away.
They got a lot more press than they should have, all because that nutbird tried to kill the president. In reality, they were much more a danger to themselves. All those mass suicides, the Mercy child killings in Medford. Terrible business. Same with the Greenies, the lefty version of the Fundies. They believed that since the living dead only consumed animals but not plants, it was the will of the divine goddess to favor flora over fauna. They made a little trouble dumping herbicide in the town's water supply, booby-trapping trees so loggers couldn't use them for war production. That kind of eco-terrorism eats up headlines, but didn't really threaten our national security. The Rebs, on the other hand, armed organized political secessionists. That was easily our most tangible danger. It was also the only time I ever saw the president worried. He wouldn't let on, not with that dignified diplomatic veneer. In public, he treated it as just another issue, like food rationing or road repair. He'd say in private, "They must be eliminated swiftly, decisively, and by any means necessary." Of course, he was only talking about those within the Western safe zone. These diehard renegades either had some beef with the government's wartime policy or had already planned to secede years before and were just using the crisis as their excuse. These were the enemies of our country, the domestic ones. Anyone swearing to defend our country mentions in his or her oath. We didn't have to think twice about an appropriate response to them. But the secessionists east of the Rockies and some of the besieged isolated zones, that's when it got complicated.
Why is that?
Because, as the saying went, we didn't leave America. America left us. There's a lot of truth to that. We deserted those people. Yes, we left some special forces volunteers, tried to supply them by sea and air, but from a purely moral standing, these people were truly abandoned. I couldn't blame them for wanting to go their own way. Nobody could. That's why when we began to reclaim lost territory, we allowed every secessionist enclave a chance for peaceful reintegration.
But there was violence.
I still have nightmares. Places like Bolivar and the Black Hills. I never see the actual images, not the violence or the aftermath. I always see my boss, this towering, powerful, vital man, getting sicker and weaker each time. He survived so much, shouldered such a crushing burden. You know, he never tried to find out what happened to his relatives in Jamaica. Never even asked. He was so fiercely focused on the fate of our nation, so determined to preserve the dream that created it. I don't know if great times make great men, but I know they can kill them.